Hi, I'm John Weber. Our guest on Piano Jazz today is a virtuoso pianist brimming with endless creativity as an improviser, composer, bandleader, recording artist, orchestrator, contest winner, educator, Critics' Choice, and world-class jazz artist. She's a fearless experimenter who draws from the modern jazz tradition and contemporary classical music in her own compositions. She also knows how to swing on standards, and she sings too. My friend and fellow piano jazzer, Roberta Pickett. Roberta, welcome to Piano Jazz.
Hi, John. Thank you so much. That was quite an introduction.
Did I leave anything out?
I was looking behind me to see if there was someone else you were talking about back there.
You have created so many interesting quality projects in your career that I almost don't know where to start because I enjoy all of them so much. I have about 7 or 8 of your records. I still call them records, by the way.
I do too. That's fine.
I have to. I'm going to begin by asking you about the ensemble, which would be your piano trio with bassist Johannes
Weidenmuller.
Weidenmuller, okay.
Weidenmuller.
Very good. And drummer Billy Mintz. And you have a trio recording from 2011 called Sides Colors,
which
is, for so many reasons, an ideal piano trio recording with numerous surprises. I must admit, the strings and the woodwinds that you arranged as an orchestrator were a really nice touch, and you created one great arrangement, one great original number after another. And I can even remember you taking a standard that I've probably played 1,000 times in my career, and the song was called Make Someone Happy.
Yeah, it's a great tune.
And you took the usual treatment of that, and you did something special with it.
You know, sometimes with certain tunes, there's maybe I'll have a specific line or a specific idea of what I want. But in other tunes, it's really just like a more of a sketch. But, you know, whatever I bring in or whatever agenda I think I have, once the musicians start playing it, it kind of takes on a life of its own. So it's not really just based on what I want. You know, it's based on what the trio was going to make of it. But when you're playing with people on the level of Johannes and Billy and guys who are so open and creative and so capable in so many different areas, you know, you don't really have to worry about sweating the details. You know, I think that had a nice, developed in a really nice way, that particular recording of it. You know, it starts off very loose and then we go into swinging eventually. And that was a pretty nice take, actually.
Julie Stein's Make Someone Happy on your recording Sides Colors is something I would like to hear you play.
Well, I'd love to, because in fact, I originally wrote that arrangement as a solo piano piece. So I'd be glad to play
that?
It for you.
All right. I love the way you are such an individual. You're not going to do something that's been expressed already.
Oh, thank you.
You can borrow from people or you can, you know, be influenced, use them as a springboard for your own thing. But I remember when you took Bill Evans' Laurie, which already had spectacular changes, and I thought, oh,
my
God.
That's a beautiful tune.
And you took that and you reharmonized it in such a special way. I remember just thinking, oh, why didn't I think of that?
Well, you know, I think that it's important to have a foundation, you know, and it's one of the things I respect about you. Like, you have such a remarkable foundation in the music. And I think that's really important, like, if you're going to move forward, like, to first, you know, have an understanding of the past. And, like, that's a great example. You know, I love Bill Evans.
Do you remember the Marion show where Bill Evans was on the first season of the show?
I was just listening to it the other day. It's just remarkable how he deconstructs all of you.
Yeah. That was the reason I started taping Marion's show, and Who knew that, you know, you and I both end up on this show? She recommended you. She adores your playing. I would like to hear you play a tune of Marion's, if you would. What do you think?
I'd love to. Marion, she's so well known, obviously, as a pianist and of course, for the show. I think that she deserves to be even better known than she is already as a composer.
Yeah.
I'd like to play In the Days of Our Love for you, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah. She did that with...
I think it was Peggy Lee. The lyrics.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's a beautiful tune.
I would love to hear your version of In the Days of Our Love.
Great.
Roberta, you wrote a tune called For Uncle Harvey, and I never met Uncle Harvey, but I know that he must have been a great guy, and his incredibly gifted niece is carrying some music forward in his honor.
Well, my Uncle Harvey Nelson was a great guy, and everybody loved him, and he aside from being just a really great human being, he was kind of a benefactor of our family in some ways, and he actually lent me the money to buy my Steinway, probably wouldn't have been able to get such a great instrument at that time without him. But he was just a good friend and a wonderful human being, and he passed away unexpectedly. I guess it was about 10 years ago now. And I sat down and wrote this tune pretty much in one sitting the day after he died. It was a very devastating time for our family, and this tune just kind of wrote itself. It really just poured out of me.
It's a gorgeous tune. I really, really enjoy it. I love it, and I would be honored to play it with you.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
One, two, three, one.
It's no wonder that your composing has been recognized and honored by the Thelonious Monk competitions. You know, we should honor Thelonious Monk by playing one of his tunes. Why don't you play one?
Well, I'd love to. He's one of my favorite composers. How about Monk's Dream?
Yeah, I love it.
Great.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz and NPR.